Well, I got a lot of objections to mag mounts. I mean, I'm using one at the moment, but, that, you know, I do object to them in a semi-permanent setting. You know, they're known for scratching paint, and, you know, you get grit under them, and they're just a pain. And then the cable always gets pinched in the door, pinched in the hatch, you know. There's just no getting around the convenience of a permanent mount with concealed wiring, both for the power and for the antenna. Maybe an external speaker under the dash somewhere, or hidden someplace that's pointed at the driver, you know. That's a big advantage to using a mobile instead of using an HT. Although, I mean, I've done some pretty cool HT installations, type-accepted equipment and converticoms and stuff. I kind of thought about doing that in here for a minute, but the problem is those things are single band. You know, I mean, you can get a converticom with a PA in it that's, you know, give you 30, 40 watts, but it's one band at a time. And I travel so much, you know, I'm too dependent on UHF. Even though there's very little UHF around here, but there's more. You know, there's one more repeater now than there was a month ago. And, you know, you got the digital considerations now, too.